This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. We want to make sure that you guys have the best experience possible, and so we are always looking to get great guests on the show, and you can... If you want, go over to BigPitchRadio.com, and there's a form you can fill out right there at the top, be a guest on our show, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom and insights to us here at Big Pitch Radio and our listening audience. You know, you can go back to the BigPitchRadio.com, and you can notice that there have been roughly, since about a little over a year, almost 300 shows, and we can... thank all of our guests for coming on, and we've had probably of those 300 shows, 600-700 people we've interviewed, top titans of industry and thought leaders in the world today, and we just couldn't be more grateful to do what we do today. And right now I have Marla Tabaka on with me. She is my favorite co-host when I'll say the same thing to Kevin when he's on too. So, but she is my favorite co-host and great friend, dear friend, top 10 contributing author on Inc. magazine. Marla, how are you? Nice to have you on.
I am very excited about today's show. We're going to get into some good stuff. So,
absolutely. And as we mentioned yesterday, Kevin is traveling. He's doing the D like he always is. Probably launching another business of the 600 he's launched in the last 35 years plus. And so we want to thank him for doing great work out there for all of the wonderful entrepreneurs and small businesses out there in the world of today. And so thank you, Kevin. But he'll be back tomorrow. And we're really excited about that as well. And so, Marla, tell us, we got a great show today. Tell us who we have on and also what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on.
Yeah, we do have a great show today. Our first guest is Dave Bookbinder, and he's the Director of Valuation Services with GBQ Consulting. And we have some good questions for him around valuing companies and such. I'm really excited about that conversation. And then yesterday's show, Jason, you and I were talking about the why, and you brought up some amazing points. And I'd like to talk more about that later on in the show. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, and I know it's going to be powerful for you guys out there and how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace, so that'd be fantastic. So let's get right into it. I don't want to waste any time. I want to make sure we give Dave plenty of time to share his wisdom with us, and I know he's got a lot of it, so let's talk about Dave a little bit. Dave Bookbinder is the Director of Valuation Services with GBQ Consulting. Dave and his team serve companies of all sizes all over the world, public and private, in a variety of different industries and geographies. More than a valuation expert, Dave is a proactive problem solver who strives to lend his business experiences to help people with a variety of matters. Dave's team has been recognized by Acquisition International Magazine as best in sector, financial services, recognized by Wealth and Finance International as best for valuation services, and recognized as an inside public accounting all-star, number one valuation firm for the third consecutive year. Dave has was personally recognized by Smart CEO Magazine with an award for executive management and has also been the recipient of his firm's Founders Award. However, the recognition that Dave is most proud of is an award for best corporate culture. Well, that's fantastic, Dave, and I'm glad that you picked that one to be your favorite. We have Dave on again with us here at Big Pitch Radio Show. And Dave, it's just a pleasure to have you on here with us today, man.
That's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You know, and I know you've written for different publications, Huffington Post and things like that. But let's go back a little bit. You know, you obviously have a very, very, you know, storied and esteemed background. But before we get into all that, go back a little bit to some of your days before you got into the world of business. And when you grew up in your family, were you in a family of, you know, business people, or was it more traditional in nature, or what was your upbringing like?
No, not a business-oriented family. My mom was a bookkeeper, and my dad worked two jobs. He worked at the post office, and he worked as a waiter on the weekends. So, you know, hard-working family taught me the values of hard work and the ethic associated with that. And actually had the pleasure of working with my dad as a waiter when I was working my way through college and a little bit through grad school. So learned what it was like to carry a tray, learned to understand early in my so-called career that doesn't matter where you are in the org chart, whether you're in the C-suite or in the mailroom, everybody matters, and you got to talk to people with respect.
It's very, very powerful, and I think it's almost like everything's – not only does everybody matter, but that, you know, if one of those elements is suffering because they're not getting treated properly or they're not respected, that the whole of it suffers.
Yeah, no question. There's obviously what you're alluding to is the ripple effect of communication or lack thereof. And in the absence of good communication, people are left to formulate their own conclusions. And oftentimes those are bad wrong. And unfortunately, they make decisions on that bad wrong information.
Right. And that's it really dovetails into, like, we, you know, what you do in evaluations. We'll get that in a minute. But really, if you think about, you know, we talk about value creation and things like that in our world, that, you know, we look at all these different value drivers, and if one's not optimized, then the rest aren't optimized, and we'll get into a lot of that. But so when you worked your way through college and finally got out there in the workforce, what did you do next? Where did you head, and what was your career path like?
Well, looking back on it, you might think that there was a natural, logical progression and it was all well planned, but really it's all sort of happenstance, and life gives you forks in the road, and you got to choose the right one, I suppose. I started out after graduating college. I was working at the Internal Revenue Service. It had nothing to do with taxes. I was in a budget and reports group, and knew that I didn't want to spend my entire career at the IRS, and as I was getting close to getting my MBA, I found a position on the job board at Drexel University advertising for evaluation consultant position. And it sounded a little bit like the stuff that we were learning in our finance courses, and it sounded pretty cool. So I threw my hat in the ring and landed that position. And then after about 2 years, didn't really think that consulting was for me. So I went to industry, got into investment banking, and then one day realized that the evaluation consulting was really the most intellectually gratifying for me, and never looked back.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, so you got into the world of valuations and valuation consulting. Tell us a bit about that. I mean, obviously, you know, to most of our listeners, they understand it. But when we get into valuations, I mean, some people will think, well, it's all relative and it's subjective in matter. And then some say, hey, you can really drill down very deep. And some people say, well, you know, a business is worth what somebody will pay for it. And, you know, and there's always these fluctuations in the multiples you can achieve out there. But get into that a little bit. When, you know, what do you see differently today versus when you first entered into the industry of, you know, valuations?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right on every one of those points. So every one of them was spot on. Valuation, people have said for years that it's part art and it's part science. So the science part is, of course, there's appropriate methodologies that have to be utilized to determine a correct valuation. Math, of course, has to be right. But then the art part is really the subjective pieces that you get over the course of time with experience and interacting with management teams and understanding their mindset. So, for example, when you start to think about assessing risk, you know, somebody hands you a forecast, as you're thinking about maybe an income-based method to help value their company. A lot of companies, you'd be surprised, don't do forward planning. They maybe have a budget for the next month. A lot of them have nothing. And when you start to think about how to value a business, it's a forward-looking exercise, and it's an education process for these clients. One of the big things that a lot of my clients don't really understand, if this is the first time they've gone through a valuation exercise, is that they may be managing their business with one set of strategic imperatives, and that may be completely diametrically opposed to how investors and buyers of that business may look at them.
You know, we're going to take a quick break here in a minute, but what percentage of businesses do you feel out there are not positioned to sell at a multiple that's going to satisfy their wishes and desires or what they have in their mind as to what their business is worth before you get involved?
It's probably a pretty high number.
Really?
Yeah. Most business owners think their business is worth more than it really is, and they're oftentimes surprised to understand why that's not the case.
Yeah, and I think that you setting light on that, and that's where the really consultancy comes in, is like you talked about the forward thinking. If they're not thinking forward, and that's the first step to say, wait, you guys need to start thinking forward here, because, again, that's largely what a lot of investors, potential investors, are going to peer into, is understanding what's on the horizon and not just what's in the past. So I can see where that'd be very valuable, no pun intended,
to bring into light for those
folks that you guys work with. So I'd love to come back, talk a bit about your guys' experience. GBQ is a very large company, and I'm sure you have a lot of experience, a lot of data, a lot of history and understanding how to do this stuff. So I'd like to learn a bit more about that when we come back. And we have a Dave Bookbinder, and it's just got a great personality and a great sense about what it takes to value companies. So when we come back, we'll spend more time with him, learn about his company and what they're doing and how they can help you as well. So stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big answer. You got mud on your face.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Here's something the big banks don't want you to know about your IRA or 401k. You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold or silver coins. That's right. With Augusta Home Delivery IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical gold or silver coins delivered to your home. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Wouldn't it be nice to get direct physical control over your IRA? Augusta Precious Metals, where coins have been the family business for over 40 years, is the leader in home-delivered gold IRAs. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, AAA with the Business Consumer Alliance, and a 98% five-star satisfaction rate with TrustLink.org. It proves you can trust Augusta. Call 855-297-6995 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs and receive up to $1,000 worth of free silver with your purchase. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 855-297-6995. That's 855-297-6995. Trust Augusta.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We're always happy to have you here. Make sure to join us in social media too, will you? We're at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter and the Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook. And we're here with Dave Bookbinder from GBQ Consulting. And Dave, going into break, we're talking about, you know, some of the steps in valuing a company. And in the last segment, you pointed out that many owners are valuing their company on things that are diametrically opposed to how buyers are looking at them. How much, along that line, how much does corporate culture and the talent that the company has on hire, how much do those things factor in to evaluation?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and actually, frankly, very timely too as well, Marla. Thanks so much for asking that. In my business, I get the ability to value a lot of intangible assets, and one of those intangible assets is people. And the methodologies that we utilize to value people, I've always felt, don't really tell the whole story. My personal view is that people are the most important assets and most valuable assets in a company. And please don't misconstrue. I'm not disparaging the way the valuation world values what we call human capital, but I think we would all agree in my profession that it doesn't tell the whole story. And I wanted to take a deeper dive into what that meant, and I'm actually launching a series that's going to be probably coming out this week, as a matter of fact, on the value of people. And it started out as an idea about just trying to explain how we in the valuation world put a value on people, put a number on them. And it quickly became something that other folks were interested in participating in. It's a collaborative effort. And it's mostly really going to be talking about valuing people from the standpoint where value means appreciating. And here's a spoiler alert. An appreciated workforce is more engaged, and a more engaged workforce mm-hmm. is going to increase the value of the enterprise.
Yeah, most certainly. And, you know, when you hear a lot about people jumping from company to company nowadays, and it looks like 2 years seems to be about the average that people stay at companies nowadays. But, you know, I believe millennials are not. I believe that if you keep your employees engaged and interested in the future of the company by really including them, being more of an inclusive culture, that they can stay on longer than that. Do you agree?
I do, and it's interesting because there's a lot of folks that have the misconception of the millennials and their attitudes and things like that. But I think they got it right because they want to be part of something bigger. They mm-hmm. don't want to just be punching a clock and doing menial tasks. They want to know that things matter. So early at the top of the show, you were talking about the why, and I'm a firm believer in that. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Mm-hmm. And for me, my why, I get out of bed every day with the idea that I want to add value to my clients, help their advisors, and frankly, I'm on a mission to change the way valuation is perceived and the way valuation services are sold.
I love that. I love that. And does that evolve around the people and the corporate culture theory that we're talking about, that change?
Yeah, absolutely. It all comes back down to the people and the team that you have around you. It's about having trust. It's about working together collaboratively. I mean, these are things that seem so simplistically elegant, but I can tell you in the business world, you'd be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't, probably. How many people don't view collaboration as an important thing?
Yeah,
it's not only important, but we're seeing that, you know, there's enough data starting to come out because, you know, collaboration is being more and more recognized and embraced to suggest that, you know, it profoundly affects the bottom line and top line. When you can grab the brain trust of your existing staff, your employees, your partners within the organization, while they're there and they can feel like they're contributing, that it actually has a direct and quantifiable effect on the bottom and top line, right?
Yeah, no question. I can tell you that I think my clients benefit from the fact that we bring this collaborative process to what we do. In valuation, most of the time, our deliverables, any valuation deliverable for that matter, winds up in front of some other constituent review party. So, in other words, an audit firm, the IRS, the SEC, some other body has to sign off on the valuation before the numbers are able to be used for whatever the intent was. And I've been on both sides of the table where I've worn the review hat. So I've had to review the work of everybody from the folks who are working in their kitchen all the way up through the big four work product. And what I find is if you collaborate, in other words, you get people to buy in at the beginning of the process, help them understand how you're viewing things, keep them engaged, keep them included in the dialogue. When you get to that spot where they receive your deliverable, they're already invested in it, and there's no surprises.
Yeah, no, that's powerful. And, you know, we see that a lot out there, you know, in the work that we do, that if they have a collaborative environment and it's not so, it's not so linear, you know, that, you know, here's the heads and the organization and you guys are just the minions doing the work and doing the deeds. I think that companies are missing a huge boat, like I said, tapping in to the collective wisdom of the group itself. And I'm sure that plays, like Marla says, it plays really into, you know, how corporate culture and these types of things can affect valuation. What are you seeing in terms of activities out there? Is M&A activity on the rise? Is that your assessment? Because, I mean, your work that you do is largely tied to that activity. And so what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As I've written, nobody really wakes up one morning and says, you know what, I want to know what my company is worth, and I'm going to spend a few bucks to figure that out. Usually, valuations happen because somebody else is telling the client, you need to get this done, whether it's the audit, an SEC filing, what have you, tax return, and that's when they engage a valuation profession. So you're right. We're largely involved in transactionally driven activities. Most of the things that we're seeing recently are, you know, purchases of other businesses. A lot of things that we're seeing in the valuation space right now are involving stock-based compensation. So, for example, granting employees either stock options or restricted shares in the company.
Like ESOPs and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that as well.
Yeah. Yep. Now, it's very powerful. You know, we got to run here, but I wanted to say, you know, first of all, very, very, very insightful, David, and what you brought to the table. We'd love to have you come back, especially when Kevin's on. I know he actually texted me and said he apologized that he wasn't able to make it on, but says hello to you, by the way. So there you go. We'll get him in and get that going as well. But I hope you enjoy your time here on Big Pitch Radio and that you'll join us again sometime.
It's been a lot of fun. I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate it. Stick around during the break here, and I want to chat with you for a minute. But, yeah, tell people where they can find out more about your services, David.
Yeah, so you can visit our website at www.gbqconsulting.com.
There you go. It's that simple, guys. I mean, here's the guy that looks at it differently, justifiably so. And if you want that difference, definitely get in touch with them. Obviously, very, very accomplished at what they do. So you want somebody that knows
ahead
how to do it.
Head of the curve, right?
Big time. So we'll check them out. It's been a pleasure having you on, and we'll get you on here real, real soon again, all right?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Stick around, guys. We're going to come right back. Marla's got some why conversation when she comes back. So you're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Porter. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now, and in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex.
and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We had David Bookbinder on with us from GBQ Consulting. And, you know, when it comes to valuations, nobody better in the business. And those guys, check them out for sure. And speaking of valuations and, you know, how you go out there and present yourself and build a business that has a strong valuation, you know, Marla and I on the last show got just slightly into your why as a business owner, and David talked about that here just a couple minutes ago, and I know Marla wants to dive in a little bit deeper. So Marla, tell us a little bit more about what you mean by why and how that's important and how you can really develop that.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, David is not something that you expect an evaluation expert, really, at least me anyway, because he gets the whole corporate culture thing, the whole why thing, the passion thing. He really gets that. And I think that that's unusual, even for some entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs are often looking to that for that formula to success, that magic bullet. And experts like you and I will say, you know what, there is no magic bullet. But finding your why is as close to magic as it can get. You know, when entrepreneurs are stuck and they don't have the clarity that they need, then they get frustrated and overwhelmed and even fearful. And when someone comes to me in that state, in that state of confusion, in that sense of overwhelm, the first thing they ask is, man, how do I get past this and make my business successful? But the more significant question, what they should really be asking is, why should I get past this and make my business more successful? It's just a simple little word that people don't ask themselves. And a question that, you know, entrepreneurs are kind of afraid to drill down to. Now, it may seem logical to start with the how. How am I going to build this? What methods are we going to use? And, you know, what software are we going to use and such? But actually, that's not going to bring you your clarity because it doesn't inspire the passion. It doesn't give you the energy to create your most powerful vision and the grit that you got to have to maneuver through all those challenges and yes, the failures that are going to come up. And it doesn't help you with that foresight piece, which is so important to pave the path to your vision. But the why will bring these strengths and qualities and really, really fuel that entire business building process for you. So, you know, I think that a lot of entrepreneurs who think they know their why really don't. They think they do, but they don't. And they truly haven't gotten down to the heart of this. So what makes me say that is because they're missing the mark because you can tell there's not the passion in there. And so how do you know if you don't have your why? Well, your feelings, your body, you know, it's that simple. Your feelings are going to tell you. When you close your eyes and you envision your why, that future, how do you feel? I mean, does it make you excited? Does your heart pound a little faster? Does it bring up that passion? Can you not wait to get to work? And that's how you know. And you know, people kind of look at me odd when I say this, but I work with a lot of people. This is one of my sweet spots. I work with a lot of people to help them to get to their why because I can tell you most of the clients who come into coaching with me don't have it. And how do you know when you get to it? Because 95% of the time when a client and I get to the why, they cry. It brings tears to their eyes. And I'm not just talking like tearful. I'm talking like meaningful tears that actually rock their world. That is how you know when you get to your why. And, you know, yeah, the word is simple, the concept is simple, but in all of its simplicity, it's not something that people can do without guidance and support. And I'll tell you why. It can be like pulling a tooth. You know, you brush your teeth, you floss your teeth, whatever you do, but you go to a dentist when you need a tooth pulled and a crown put in or something like that. And that's ironically because when they think they've come up with a why, they don't go further drilling down by using the word why. So yeah, you know, Jason, you went over some great questions and a great strategy yesterday in yesterday's show. And I have some more questions to ask. And the trick here is not to ask yourself the questions and stop, but to keep asking why after every question, why, and just really just pound it in, why, and use your feelings as a gauge because they're going to tell you when you arrive at the real answer. So there are 8 quick questions I'm going to go through, and you can find these questions actually on my column this week on Inc.com, and just search me, Marla Tabaka, on Inc., and you'll find my articles. And the article that these questions are in is Finding Your Why. You may be missing the most important step, and that step is to ask yourself why and to keep doing that. So the first question is, what is the most important thing in the world to me? And then keep asking, why is that important? When I lose all track of time, I'm usually doing what? What do you do when you like all of a sudden look up and say, man, I was so engaged. I lost myself there. What do you get most excited and passionate about? And if money weren't an issue, what would you volunteer your time and money to do? If there was one thing in the world that you could change, that you had the power of change, what would it be? What world issues matter the most to you? And I really like this one. If I did a TED Talk, what would my core message be? That's going to tell you a lot because, and I mean a TED Talk, okay? If you were up there at TEDx, what would your core message be? It's most likely going to be around your why because they don't take hows at TED, right? And then lastly, this is another really, really important thing to do. Is to do your values work. What are your personal values? Because you're going to bring those into your why. They are what make you tick, and it's going to be what makes your why tick and what makes you really, really find the passion and the power to move forward. So finding your values is another process that you might need some assistance in, again, because people don't ask why. You know, if integrity is a top value for you, why? Get into that why and just keep drilling down with the word that you're trying to find the answer to, and that is why. Jason, you know your why.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really to help. I mean, I think if the why is to go out and help people at first, you know, I mean, if you can figure out how to help people instead of selling something or trying to make money off of something or, and I get it, the mortgage has to be paid and, you know, but whatever your why is, make sure that it's surrounded with the goal of helping people. And if you could do that, then immediately you're going to extract yourself out of the fray in terms of how everybody else may be perceived out there.
Yeah, and I'd add to that specifically, you're so right, because when it's around the money, those businesses don't succeed. Who do you want to help? What people do you want to help? And why is it so important to you? It almost always goes back to just an issue that you feel in your heart that you're here on Earth, on this planet, specifically to help resolve or to resolve altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. So that's just one thing that, you know, not enough entrepreneurs go through, and a good coach, you know, as I said, this is my sweet spot. I really enjoy helping people with this and, you know, find yourself a good coach who can help you go through the process. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in it. You're not going to drill down far enough because it can be painful. It really can. Momentarily, but then when you get to the answer, when you get to that core, it's absolutely joyful. And those tears turn from, oh my God, this hurts, to, oh my gosh, I can make a difference. And that's when you know that you've got it. So head on over to inc.com/author/Marla-Tabaka, or just search me on Inc. and you'll find this article, you'll find those questions, And I hope that they inspire you to really drill until you get that magic, until you hit that magic button that really is there, because, as I said, it's as close to magic as you can possibly get. So make sure to stay tuned for our next segment. And Kevin Harrington is not with us today, but he comes back tomorrow. We'll enjoy that as well. And we sure do appreciate you listening. Head on over to social media. And if you haven't liked our page yet, please do. We're the Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook and at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter. We love getting in those questions. And, you know, especially we have our wonderful attorney, Amy Tepper, on the air every week. So if you have legal questions about your small business, make sure to either email those to us or tweet them to us, and we'll make sure that Amy gets asked those questions, and she'll be with us on Wednesday. So we look forward to hearing from you on that. You can find me at marlatabaka.com, and I appreciate hearing from you there as well. Let's stay tuned, and we're looking forward to our next segment. Hope you do.
Are you happy with your life?
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I hope that you enjoyed my rendition of Getting to the Why, and Dave Bookbinder certainly talked about that as well in the earlier parts of the show. And so, Jason, I'm wondering, you know, getting back to that valuation topic, what are your further thoughts on that topic and the why and the passion and the people and the culture and more?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so I wholeheartedly agree with, you know, David's assessment on really counting those pieces as an integral part into understanding what the valuation is, how it could be affected by all the other parts. I wanted to mainly, you know, for my contribution into that conversation, is talk about the other parts and why a lot of businesses are not market ready, at least in terms of being able to be sold at a valuation at a price point that is satisfactory to the owner, or that's in alignment with the owner's vision of what he could sell that business for, or she could sell that business for. So one of the things that we always talk about with the work that we do is really around building a business that can operate in and of itself without your involvement. And so when we talk about exit strategy or exit planning, which leads to valuation and selling the business, that we often identify that a lot of businesses are not market ready because they're not positioned in the way to attract two sets of potential buyers. One is those that are wanting to be in the day-to-day operations of the business, working there 60, 70, 80 hours a week, which is really the hands-on, roll-your-sleeves-up type of buyer. And then the other is the investor type buyer, the ones that are seeking a good ROI, a return on their investment, buying themselves a salary, whatever the case may be. And the only way to attract that segment of a buyer is to build a business that can operate in and of itself without your involvement, which means that you have to inlay the proper people and systems to accomplish that. And in order to do that, you have to have a clear understanding of what that looks like and how that is done. And oftentimes we find that business owners are dealing with what we call a serious case of unconscious incompetence. They do not know what they do not know. And so there's that humility that needs to be tapped into first, meaning that a business owner has to trust that they do not know it all. And more of that is happening these days. And once you cross that hurdle, then it's to say, okay, what can we do? And that's where we start to look at the different value drivers of a business, whether it be sales and marketing legal and human resources and finance and all these different, we've identified probably 20 of them to understand how we can affect each one of those, which then inevitably affect all the other ones as you start to affect each one of those, to where over time you start to inlay all the systems and people and resources that will allow your business to operate in and of itself without your involvement, so that if, which it always should be at least one of the potential exit strategies, is to sell your business, which leads into what David talks about, is which is to create as high of a valuation as you possibly can, that you need to make sure that you have all the proper systems in place and the things in place that need to be there to produce that high valuation and then subsequently attract those absentee owner type of buyers that are seeking to buy a salary or just get a good ROI. And so no matter what you plan on doing with your business, whether you want to sell it, deed it over to a child or, go public with it, whatever it is you're trying to do, make sure that maybe at all times, at least one of the potential exit strategies is to sell. That doesn't mean you don't work in your business on a day-to-day basis if you position it to where you don't have to be there, but you want to create that choice that you can literally leave and it works and operates. And most businesses we find, if we were to tell the owner to leave for the next 3 weeks and don't contact the business, that first of all, their blood pressure would rise immediately. Second of all, they'd realize that it's not positioned to do that, which means that you cut off a large percentage of the potential purchasers of that business if that's what you choose to do, just to sell, which means that your valuation is going to be much lower. And so in order to create that higher valuation, get a business that's going to be able to be operated in and of itself without your involvement, you need to inlay those systems and people and proper infrastructure as a whole to create that higher valuation, which is what David's talking about, along with the culture and that kind of thing, in order to achieve that. And so we talk a lot to that and making sure that you do that, as much as possible. And so if you were to ask yourself one question as to whether or not you feel like your business is going to have the highest value, if you were to have to sell tomorrow, the question would be, can I leave today and not come back for 3 years or 3 months or 2 weeks or whatever the time frame? Could it operate at optimal levels without my involvement right now? If the answer is no, and you're honest with yourself, and the answer is no, then more than likely you got a lot of work to do. And you could talk to people like David Bookbinder and find out what to do on that as well. So if you go to gbqconsulting.com, he'll be very, very forthright in his assessment as to where your business is right now and what it would take to get it where it needs to be attracted to those investment type buyers. So, those absentee type buyers that want to kind of be out of the business and just buy themselves a salary. So there you go, Marla. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I love it. And that exit strategy is something everyone needs to consider, not only if you plan on selling your business, but everyone needs an exit strategy. And small business owners often buck up against that theory. So,
you got to get specific around it. I mean, I'd mm-hmm. say probably 8 out of 10 business owners I speak to as to what their exit strategy is, they don't know.
Right.
If there's partners, then they're a lot, 8 out of 10 times it's different. So that means they're heading in opposite directions. Yeah. We talk about exit strategy. Think about it like this, folks. If you're out there and you're heading down you have to go to California and you're in New York, you got all those miles to head and they put a blindfold on you and you have no GPS system, the exit strategy is California. If you don't know how to get there or where you're going for that matter and get specific as to what you would like to sell your business for, then how do you know what that journey is going to be like? If that's your destination, what's the journey and all that stuff in between? So we start with that and then we reverse engineer that. And that's as quantifiable as you can get. But most people aren't hitting that vein, and I think you need to. So anyway, got to run today. We appreciate you guys joining the Big Pitch Radio Show. BigPitchRadio.com, Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. Had a fantastic show. I loved it, Marla. So for Marla Tabaka, I'm Jason Gary. We appreciate you guys joining up here. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you choose to spend it with us, and we really, really appreciate that. So thank you guys so much. Have a phenomenal rest of your day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow here at Big Pitch Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, everybody.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.